This started a few months ago when school staff and school board members met with an Apple representative to talk about education and technology. Here's Superintendent Ginger Jewell, who spoke on KHNS's Talk Around Town last week.
What is it we want to see? And what we want to see is we want to see our students who are well prepared to meet the challenges of the world that they're going to step into.
The Engaging the Future group met several times to come up with a plan. When they presented it to the school board, some board members were surprised. They balked at the idea of paying $120,000 for 10 iPads, 65 MacBooks, and smart boards for all elementary classrooms. Right now, the Haynes High School is one-to-one. That technology purchase would enable all grades to be one-to-one. The board talked about it more at an April 14th workshop. There were a few major concerns. One, it's a lot of money. Board member Sarah Chapel.
To me, the numbers were staggering.
Concern number two, will young children be overexposed to technology? Lisa Schwartz.
I don't think you need to have kindergartens with iPads. I really don't. I don't agree with that.
And three, some parents are really opposed to increased tech. Brian Clay.
They are worried that their kids are going to walk in at 8 o'clock or whenever school starts, and they're going to have a computer in front of their face till 3 o'clock.
Elementary teachers Sophia Armstrong and Patty Brown were at the workshop. They both said right now it's difficult to incorporate tech in their classrooms because they have to share iPads or laptops with other grades. The teachers said one-to-one would also help them individualize student learning. Another goal of the Engaging the Future initiative is to hire a technology specialist who would work with teachers. The specialist would train teachers how to most effectively use the iPads, laptops, and smart boards in their classroom. Superintendent Jewell says that job would be paid for by a professional development grant. So school staff who have spoken at meetings about Engaging the Future are all for it. But the school board is more hesitant.
So I think if we're going to implement this program, we better educate the public on what they're getting and how it's going to be used. They don't understand how it's going to be used, and I don't either.
Jewell says Engaging the Future member and teacher Sam McFeeters has come up with two more technology rollout options with different price tags. McFeeters and the rest of the Engaging the Future group will answer questions from the public at the town hall. That's Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. in the school library. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.